Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is Venus Cacoldris, and this is Doc Chocolate.
Hey, hey.
Hi, hi. How y'all doing? I am gonna put this down just a little bit. There we go. How's that angle? Is that a good angle?
How come you have people already and I don't?
Because I'm cool. So people love me. They love Doc a little bit less. So how are you doing, Bold Babes Inspired and OF Breed Love and Valeria the Hot Wife and all that? And hi, Venus's people.
They're still being told that I'm going live.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. How does it feel?
I think Instagram's a little slow right now.
I think they like me more. My dream is cuckolding. I love your contents. Thanks for all. Well, thank you, Queens Pages.
Still waiting.
People love you, though. They just love me a little bit more. So, okay. So, this is looking good, guys.
Hi, guys. Hello. Hi, everybody.
All right. So, this is... Tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm Venus. Duh.
You're Venus? What? I'm Mars.
Oh, I got somebody join.
What's up?
That took forever.
Nova Deku, exploring couples. You probably don't go online as much as I do. Yeah, no. I think that's what happened is you don't go on live as much as I do. All right. So, Venus is actually visiting us from the country up north. From where?
Canada.
And she came down here to Vegas and she was melting. She was like, it's too fucking hot down here, Doc. And I was like, no, it's not. It's only 115 degrees.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what that is in Celsius, but it's hot as balls.
In Celsius, it's hot as fuck.
Yeah. I'm not used to this heat. It's a bit crazy.
Very crazy.
Hi, Queen. Good to see you after a long time. Nova Deco.
Nova
that
Deco.
That person in yours, too?
I think so. Hey, they're both. What's up, the AB boss and Stifler's mom?
Stifler's mom.
Oh, shit. Ain't that epic?
That's a good one. I like it.
So, hello, Sissy Cock and Red, Red, Red. You're not even putting me on your Instagram. You're not even putting me on your Instagram. There you go. Ooh, pause due to poor connection. I'm sorry. There, you're back.
Yay.
Yeah. All right, who's that queen? This is Venus Cacodris, and I will put her at on there. There you go.
Now pin that.
Pin it. How do I pin it?
I don't know. I did it once.
You did it once?
I don't know how to do it.
Forgive her. She's from Canada.
It's just like, I don't fucking know. There's a way to do it, and I don't know how.
Okay. We're having technical difficulties. Extra Wavy said, what a combination. Extra Wavy also said, BBC love. Samuel Geiser wants to be in the live video. Probably not.
Why do people do that? Every single time I do a live, some rando wants to join the video.
Yes, they do. Does she have lovely eyes? Hold on. Show them the eyes. That was up close. My eyes are black like my soul. Was that a scary look?
That's creepy. We just went out for lunch and I have fucking food coma happening because this is Vegas. And when you're in Vegas, you have to go to the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yes. If you're not going to an all-you-can-eat buffet in Vegas, you are failing life. All right?
Yeah.
So, she's seeing the doctor. Oh, man. So what they say on yours?
I'm just waving to everybody.
Hi. Ooh, I want to wave. Hi. Oh, this is Fun Charlie behind us. You got to wave back to everybody, Fun Charlie. Hi. Are white? Okay, so Red said, all white men are loser? ?
Do you really want me to answer that?
I personally do. I'm not going to answer it. Because, I feel like I could get reverse canceled. Obviously, if you said, hey, are all black men losers to a white guy? Obviously, he can't answer that. But what would you say?
I think white guys have, great qualities in some areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what areas? She's thinking, y'all. She's thinking.
How is your battery only 15%? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I would be dying if my phone was that low. Good qualities as in companionship.
She's just trying to buy time. You see how she's talking about my phone battery? She's not even answering the questions.
Companionship.
Okay, companionship.
Right. And being a good friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Come on, Charlie.
Oh, Grunky says hi.
Hi, Grunky. Hi, Dick. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Doc, sorry, on my phone. Oh, wow. I was like, damn, we just started.
I'll wave to Grunky.
Grunky Zero. Grunky will be down here in Vegas here shortly. The AB boss said, she's gorgeous. Isn't she gorgeous?
Somebody said, those QOS panties in your story were fire. I don't know if you saw them.
I did not.
Ooh,
what? Okay, tell me about that. Were they super fire?
Yeah.
All right, tell me about it.
Yeah, I'll have to show you later.
Okay. Were they yours or were they just like... Oh, was it on you or was it off? Oh, why did I miss that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Now I'm suddenly more interested. I'm like, oh, okay. They're on you. Okay.
Yeah. So those of you who are watching, you just need to go onto my Instagram story.
Go on her Instagram stories, Venus Cacodris. And I'm sure that the QOS panties will look better off of her.
Yes. Because underneath is my QOS tattoo.
Yes. She has a QOS tattoo that's right above her vagina. Looks really
pussy.
Nice.
Don't pussy. Call it vagina.
Why
it's
not?
Just so fucking gynecological.
It's what?
Ooh. Vagina.
Ooh, say that. Say that three times fast.
You and
say,
your, your penis and your testicles?
I am very proud of my testicles. My testicles are very, very nice.
And they're always clean. I know that.
What? No, it's not. How do you know?
I remember Splash Mocha. You wash your balls like 15 times a day. Your testicles.
I only wash my testicles 13 times a day. So, like, we were in the shower, and what happened? You wanted me to bring coconut oil.
Right.
I did not bring coconut oil.
Yeah.
And so she was, like, literally, like, shaming me. She was black man shaming me. She's like, Doc, you're a black guy. How come you're not bringing coconut oil with you? I don't get it. What is this bullshit that you brought with you, Doc?
It's true.
She said it just like that, too. She sounded just like that. All right. The mark of an ideal cuckold husband is knowing what you bring to the table.
That's very well said.
All right. Let me ask you this. Can a... Grunk is still on Siri.
Grunk is still apologizing for calling you dick.
I know. Hey, Grunky, I'm going to punish you when we see each other.
Well, don't say that. You're getting way too excited.
He's like, hell yeah, punish me, baby.
Right. You having BBC champagne-soaked weekend. We're going to a private party, and it's going to be fun times.
What type of fun times?
Like, sweat your balls off, sweat your tits off, fun times.
I like sweat tits.
Fun sweaty time. Tits.
Better. Sweaty tits.
Balls.
Sweaty balls. As long as it's a clean sweat. So, like, there's, like, what's called a dirty sweat and a clean sweat. So, clean sweat is, okay, you showered, you're clean, and you sweat. So, you know, there's a little bit of salt and, you know, but it's still okay, like it tastes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a dirty sweat is where it's, like, you know, musty and nasty because you ain't bathed in, like, 2-3 days.
Yeah. Every summer, there seems to be, like, a lot of really people out there who with dirty sweat and then just, like, fucking, it's so nasty.
Yes.
So stinks.
Make sure you guys, ladies, wash your genitals if you're going to play, okay? Like, you don't want to go in there with nasty genitals. Mac76 said, wow, mommy.
What?
Mac, really? He said, wow, mommy. He called you mommy.
Mommy?
Yeah.
So, okay, whatever you're into, I guess.
Have you not heard that, though? Like, a lot of times, some of these cucks, they like to call ladies mommy. They have a mommy.
I do not want to be called mommy. Like, don't fucking call me mommy. Okay?
You can call me daddy, though.
You should probably figure out what she wants to be called.
Okay. That's from the coach.
Yeah.
This is the coach.
Don't call me mommy.
You can call me daddy if you're a beautiful woman. If not, don't call me daddy.
This guy says I wash my balls the same amount per day.
Good job, anti-social. K3LLZ underscore.
Dude, that's the craziest username. You gotta have something more simple.
If you have underscores in your name, you're failing. Right?
I don't know. Is this the thing?
Underscores are horrible. Like, you're not horrible as a person. It's just your name is horrible.
The I and the O P are right next to... Okay, he's still apologizing.
Okay. Yeah. That hot Canada heat. Yeah, Venus brought the Canadian heat. What are your favorite to do with your cuck slaves? Ooh, and he's not American because I can tell the way he spelled favorites.
Yeah, is that either UK or Canada?
Australian? Australian spelled with you as well.
Yeah.
Lexi, LVXN said, that's not a username, that's a password. You're right. You really are right. Oh, shit. Greg, you left your feet because of mine. Alright, so
the Grunks.
Yes.
Ditched me. Poor connection.
Oh, you know, I should have probably connected you to my wife.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah. Probably. Oh, he said Venus the Moan app fell off completely. Yeah, I've heard it's just the dead zone there.
What, on the Moan app?
Yeah.
So is like the Moan app like not really a thing anymore?
No, it sucks because that was a thing.
Okay, so for those of you guys who don't know what the Moan app is, I look really pretty there.
Cause it's a filter.
Look really, really pretty.
How nice and smooth your skin is. Oh.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
Oh, nice.
It's like I use like Clearasil every day. Which I kind of do, but Venus, you look really, really happy, says Grunky. What's up, Black Dennis?
Duh.
Of course she's happy. She takes a doc.
That's right. All right.
You two make me want to, well, underscore you both. For Lexi. Black Dennis says, I'm a BBC in Germany. Max76 said, tits, boobs. So she actually has new boobs?
Yeah.
Is it new boobs or is it enhanced boobs? Because it's definitely not new.
Well, they're new.
They're new. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, because you've already had boobs all your life, but like, you got them enhanced.
Yeah, I guess.
She guesses. All right. She guesses. What's up, Red Dillinger?
Somebody's got a question for you.
Okay. Need a pro tip from you, sir. What's your best way to groom your hair down there? Natural B3 Ots 1 Capture 3D. God damn, you made me.
I would have just said Natural B. Like, okay. Obviously, you know who it is.
Okay. So, anyways, the best way for you to groom your pubic hair is, in my opinion, to shave it. So, I actually use a. Ooh, can you hold this real quick?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh shit. I'm gonna knock stuff over.
Okay.
Always bringing out the trimmer.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, my dear. All right. So for this guy right here, Natural B. Okay. So Natural B, I use this. This is, it's not a manscaper, but it's similar to a manscaper. Okay. And basically what it is from, it's from Norelco and it's the, Philips Norelco and it's a body trimmer. It's like a lawnmower. It has, edge right here and an edge right here. And it also has like, an edge right here. And you basically go up and down and all around and it cleanly shaves you and cleans you up without you having to worry about cutting your balls the fuck up. And it leaves you very, very nicely trimmed. And it's not even that loud. Sounds like a lawnmower, huh?
It's kind of loud.
Yeah. Your hair your hair was flowing towards the trimmer like it was wanted to get cut. So, yeah. Go clean shaven. And if you do want to have hair, guys, my personal opinion is to keep it very, very low. Because what, Miss Venus, is your thoughts on... hairy pubes.
Hate it.
Get rid of it. She said quickly.
Go get that shit waxed. Get it gone. I can't stand it. Hate it. Get all the hair off.
Okay. Yeah, because like I feel like if you're doing oral, like nobody really wants to have a bush.
No, it's just nasty. It's gross. I don't like it. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
And personally, I think that like the guys, you should be putting a lot of effort into that because. As women, we do a lot to our body to make sure it's just so fucking fine and smooth for you. You can do a little bit.
But you have a big bush, though.
I got laser done.
But do you have a laser bush? Does she look cute with her little dimples and crease? She got like a dimple and a crease. She's about to beat my ass because I was like, you got such cute dimples. And I was like, is that a crease? I was like, fuck, that's not a crease. All right. So yeah, clean that shit up. Now, if you suffer from razor bumps, you have to be careful with how you trim. So use something like Bump Stopper afterwards, and or anything that has tea tree oil in it. That way it can prevent razor bumps. So user 09 said, your life is so cute. His Excellency says, come to NYC. Whoa.
Yeah, I was supposed to be in New York this week.
Oh, I remember that. You were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read this question right here that this person asked right there.
Is this really live?
No, we are a pre-recorded. This is pre-recorded. We recorded this 2 weeks ago.
Bold babe inspire. It's live.
It's live. It's
sure live. It's live from Las Vegas.
Swag with swagger. He said blonde. Are you talking about me? I'm blonde?
I have no idea.
No, he's not about you. all right. What are they doing on your deal?
I don't know. I'm so behind in this. Any role play ideas for couples looking to get into the cuckold hot wife lifestyle? Oh, Grunky's back in my chat.
Boo, Grunky. You're supposed to be in my chat.
Taking notes. Grunky's the hairiest dude ever.
So he should actually have my little Norelco Philco trimmer. Did he see that?
He needs a fucking tractor.
She said a tractor.
He needs a tractor.
So Grunky, are you going to get a tractor?
The little trimmer is not going to cut it with him.
He said it'll like break the trimmer. Hey, I will let you borrow mine, Grunky, but I don't have a warranty on it. Cost me $80 to buy that shit.
Oh, you poor fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know how much fucking laser costs?
It costs like $2,000.
A lot of money.
Okay, but I mean, you're a woman, so like it's.
And 10 plus years of waxing.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, this is
oh, no. Because I should go on your Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi? Okay. Do you want to like stop yours and do it again?
Grunky is a kind of Yeti.
Damn. Who said he's a Yeti? Shit.
Said that.
Oh, he said it. Don't call yourself a Yeti. XO Miss Elizabeth. XO, how you doing, girl? She's from Florida. She's a very sexy lady. Lexi said, so not $2,000. It's worth it. Oh, so you're saying $2,000 is worth it. Yeah. So my ex-wife, she actually had the laser done on her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And like she loved it. She's black. And I guess when you have black hair or darker hair,
it works better.
Well, they say it works better, but they say it's also more painful. So, like, you're blonde, lighter hair, so it's not going to be as painful versus somebody that has, like, black or dark brown hair.
It hurts like a bitch.
Hurts like a bitch?
Yeah. All your little pussies, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
She calls you pussies. Lexi said that's why she's ex. Shit. Damn. What's up, Asian hot wife Jade Lee? How you doing, girl? I love me some Jade Lee. She's from Denver, and she is a very beautiful half Japanese, half Caucasian.
Do I have an OnlyFans? No, I don't do OnlyFans. Nope.
Hey, everybody start sending hearts out if you want to see her do an OnlyFans with dark chocolate.
No.
Like she would sell like 10,000 copies, like instantly. Like we would be rich. Like we would go to the Bahamas.
No.
Hey, girl.
Is there a laser option for men? Yes, there is.
I feel like Natural said, I'm just trying to prove Venus wrong. So how can we see your contents?
I don't have content.
Yeah, she.
I'm one of the few who don't. I just have my podcast, so if you want to listen to that, you can.
Everybody give her hearts. If she gets like 100 hearts, she'll do contents.
No.
Well, are you guys making new videos? Nah, we're not making new videos, unfortunately. What's her name? Her name is Venus Cuckoldress. So you know what's funny is, so there's two ladies who everybody is always asking me, like, where's your OnlyFans video, right? And so one of them is a lady swinging in the rain. Her name is Mrs. Rain. Very beautiful. She's in her 50s, has this white hair. Lovely lady, but like she doesn't do contents, right? And so, like, I mean, we do have videos, but they're private. They're private videos. So I can't publish those, unfortunately. And so people are like, oh, come on, come on. Max76 said, fuck you. Fuck you, too, bitch. All right. So anyways. and then you. And then everybody's always like, do you have videos with Venus? Do you have videos of Venus? And I was like, and then, like, don't I, like, literally, like, every month I send you a screenshot of what somebody requested.
Yeah. I mean, people get really angry when they find out that I don't actually have an OnlyFans or anything like that. People get, like, pissed off. Like, what do you mean you don't? Like, of course you would. Like, actually, no, I don't.
Well, I feel like it's objectification, right? So, like, I feel like, Amy Spa said you're teasing us. I feel like just because you're a woman and a, what do you call that? Those people that are, I don't say icons, those people that are public figures. What do you call them? Come on, help me. You know what I'm talking about. All right, but I feel like just because you're an influencer, that's what I was trying to say. Doesn't mean that you have to have a OnlyFans. So because you're in the lifestyle, swinging, cuckolding, I feel like people just assume that you have to have an OnlyFans, which you don't.
People are asking me if I'm a queen of spades.
All right, I'll let you answer that.
No, I'm not.
I am. I'm a queen of spades. I'm a queen of spades.
I am a queen of spades. Yes, I am. I have 3 queen of spades tattoos.
She only fucks white guys.
Right. Because they're so fun.
Yes. You see the tears coming down my eyes? AB Boss said, you just said you have a tattoo of that. Yeah, she does.
Yep.
What's up, Poppy Chu? And Bold Babe Inspired said, may we see, please? Do you have any safe tattoos that you can show?
I have one on the back of my neck.
Oh, yes, you do. Okay, so you guys, hold on 1 second. I am going to do it right here. So you see right there, she has a Queen of Space tattoo, and it is beautiful. And I'm going to give you my camera, and then I will show them on your camera. Here you go. Switch. Okay. So you see right there, she has a crown queen, and it has a spade right here, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spades in the crown.
Look at that. And then this one here.
Oh, and then that one there, which it says.
There's Nicholas.
Nicholas, okay. Nicholas, queen of spades. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
The other one you can't see. Not because I'm not gonna get banned off of Instagram.
It's on her pussy. If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy. But having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show. It's not right on
not
your
on,
pussy.
Not on, but right above.
Okay, so it's like right above her vagina.
She hates that word. She hates that word.
I am newly introduced to the community and have struggled to find legitimate friends to teach me the teachings.
Oh, okay. Are you, like, woman? Man? Don't know.
All right, so make sure y'all follow her Venus Cuckoldress podcast. And I have put it right here. And make sure y'all check out my website, docchocolatebbc.com. You will be able to find me having much sex, love, happiness, but more sex with beautiful woman. Not her, unfortunately, but with other women. And it's going to be beautiful. And Venus, do you hold conversations on Twitter X Spaces?
I've not done one of those. I guess I could. It's just like this, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've never...
It's all audio only, right?
Yes, audio only. But I think it's actually good, especially because, you know, we're both on Twitter pretty big time for the most part anyways. So, like, I feel like we can connect with a bigger market on X, doing X Spaces.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's quite a wank space, though, so I'm not sure how much actual conversation gets done, right? It's more like a, oh, let me beat my little wiener.
Well, like, what are you talking about me? She's talking about me because, like, I wank my little wiener on me. No, but in all seriousness, no, it's, they actually have pretty good conversations. So it's not just, oh, you got salad eating teeth.
Shut the fuck up!
Sorry. You're so...
I'm sorry. You guys.
I'm an asshole.
You're so rude.
I'm an asshole.
So rude.
I'm an asshole. No, I'm sorry. I was looking at your beautiful smile, and I was like, oh, it got some color to it.
I don't.
No, I shouldn't tell the truth. But they can't see it though, because it's on the side. But like, so
you know, shit in my teeth.
No, you don't have shit in your teeth. You have vegetables. So she ate vegetables, which is good. You know, it's not like a chunk of meat. It's just like a little piece of lettuce.
Okay, well, I'm saving that for later.
Yeah, leftovers. All right. Do BBCs? Oh, actually, that's a good question, Venus. That Joe's Boxing asked.
Boxing. No, nobody really approaches me.
Well, read the question.
Do BBC approach you when they see the tattoo? No, they don't.
Okay. Do you feel like anytime you wear like jewelry, like a Queen of Spades necklace, or you know, have something else like a shirt or whatever that says Queen of Spades or whatever, or a key? Do people actually approach?
No.
No?
This is in Canada. I mean, people don't know what it means there.
Okay.
If I was wearing that around every day in the U.S., I probably would have people asking about it or whatever, but not in Canada.
Okay. Ooh, down to the U.S. I just added you, Venus. I hope I can ask you both more about the community. Yes, she has a very, very good, thriving community. So make sure you join a community. Boss King said you are hot. She is pretty hot. She literally is hot. Like, she was like burning up outside.
Strip club. No. No, we have a private party that we're going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, pause due to poor connection. All right. Well, we're almost ended here. But so, yeah, we're going to go to couples wedding vow anniversary ceremony. That was a lot of words. That was very wordy.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be fun. So there's a few cuckold couples and myself coming and Fun Charlie back there working. She's going too. She's waving. She's working hard. And yeah, we're gonna have fun in Vegas. So and then we're gonna actually try and record a little podcast. Mm-hmm. Not OnlyFans. Get your minds out of the gutter. All right. So, anyways, yeah. Get a kiss, dude. Here.
Mm. Who's saying this?
Come on.
I don't like it when people just like say that. Like, oh, show me your tits. Oh, kiss him. Oh, fucking dick her down. Like, I don't know. I don't like that. You need to behave better. Don't be just saying the all this fucking barking instructions like that. I hate that. Don't do that.
Damn, you got told off.
Be better.
Be better.
Kiss her, please. He added a please. That's at least a little bit better, but you can fuck off with your requests, okay?
Y'all see why I fuck with her? Like, hey, this girl got some spunk to her. Like, this girl, she will whoop some ass. So, like, we went out to go eat, and, like, I had the bill in my hand, and she tried to wrestle it away from me. But, like, I used my man strength to hold it tightly. And then she started slapping my hand, just like, let go, let go! I was like, god damn, you're a little spunky self. Sorry, I'm not saying it like that. Bold Babes Inspire, are you, or TS? Oh, that's actually a good question. Bold Babe Inspire asks, are TS transsexual able to be queens or only women?
Oh, fuck yes. Opinions? Okay, trans women or women? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. I agree too as well. I feel like in our society, things are changing very rapidly, and there's more acceptance of people of all types of demographics, creeds, and beliefs, ideologies, all that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So, do we have anything else to say?
Do we ever, really?
Not really. I mean, we could talk forever.
I know.
We could talk forever.
We're going to record an episode together, because why not? We're here in person together.
Yes. Together. And then, Venus, do you have any cuck boyfriend you'll have to watch you tonight?
I have a cuck friend.
Oh, saved by the poor connection. Saved by the poor connection.
I have a cuck... Forget it. I have a cuck friend who is going to be joining me. Yeah, whether he gets to watch anything, we'll have to see. No guarantees.
Can I watch?
Maybe.
Really? She said he can watch if you're a good boy. All right, y'all. Well, we are going to be out. We hope you guys, ladies, have an excellent Friday weekend, all that stuff. Stay safe, full of love, all that. Peace, grease, hair grease. How's that saying go? Love, peace, hair grease.
I've never heard of that.
You're Canadian. All right. So what is that? How does that saying go, Charlie?
I have no idea what you're
talking about. Well, it goes something, peace, and hair grease. Love, peace, and hair grease.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
You have heard that saying before.
I have not. Oh my God. I think you're making it up.
I am not making it up. Okay, so yesterday night I was singing Captain Planet. Have you heard of Captain Planet before?
No.
See.
What?
See.
God. No idea.
Yeah. Okay, I was born in the 80s and never mind.
So watch it.
I'm about to get my ass kicked by two women. Grunky, I'm going to head out, Venus, Lady Minute, packing, then off to the airport.
Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Minute packing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Natural B. She or he, I think it's a she, said love, peace, and chicken grease. That's the same.
Okay, never heard of that.
Take it back to Canada. Love, peace, and chicken grease. You'll be the coolest person in Canada. Not just cool because of the weather is very cold out there, but yeah. Venus, you picking cucks this weekend?
I did not bring any of that stuff.
But we could get you a strap-on with a big...
It would have to be in some serious air conditioning because it's hot as fuck outside.
She ain't trying to work.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
She's like, I want to be fucked. I don't want to be the fucker. I want to be the fucky. Are you a pillow princess?
Yeah. Sure, it's fucking.
This is for our pillow princess. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Make sure y'all go to my OF on darkchocolatebbc.com.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.